only son, and I could have went into a rabbit hole of depression and despair.
But instead, Jordan's father, Marty McNair, decided to turn his grief into action. Shortly after Jordan died, McNair and his wife, Tanya Wilson, founded the Jordan McNair Foundation to help protect student-athletes from heat-related illnesses and death. It's a threat that's growing ever more urgent as the climate warms. They educate coaches and trainers to recognize the symptoms of heat exhaustion and to act quickly to cool the person down. They teach student-athletes about the importance of advocating for themselves and speaking up when they do not feel well, before it becomes an emergency.
Hey, you got to listen to your body. If your body's telling you to stop, stop. You know, be willing and be, you know, brave enough to really speak up about that.
And they teach parents to reinforce these lessons at home.
And I think that's really where you start at in regards to protecting your child or teaching your child to protect themselves.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with Jeff Williams and Carrie Gaffney. Up next is Reginald Sinji. He's got a new single out called The First Time. Then we'll check into Danette McMahon. Her album's called No More Excuses, and we'll check into Innocent Bystander. Let's dig in.
You're walking down the street, had no shoes on her feet. Was it by choice that her feet were bare? Did anyone at home know she wasn't there? It makes me wonder. Makes me wonder. Young boy with hunger in his eyes. Desperation can be so hard to hide. Was there food in his stomach or a mother's hand to hold? Has hopelessness finally taken its toll? It makes me wonder. I can't help but wonder. How can I turn my head and look the other way when the unspoken words can have so much to say? Do unto others kept pounding in my head. Then I heard a voice that clearly said, you're not an innocent bystander. Now the little girl's dancing with shoes on her feet. The young boy wears a smile 'cause he's had something to eat. Didn't take that much time to do what felt right. I sleep better knowing I wasn't just an innocent bystander. Mm-hmm. Woman cries, she's been battered and bruised. Ready to die, feels she's got nothing to lose. She hates to go home at the end of the day. Cruel words and a fist always get in the way. It makes me wonder. To himself, he sees his life like a book gathering dust on a shelf. People watch from a distance, they're afraid to come near. They can't tell that he's harmless, there's nothing to fear. Makes me wonder. Mm-hmm. I can't help but wonder. To say, do unto others kept pounding in my head. Then I heard a voice that clearly said, you're not an innocent bystander. Mm-hmm. Now the woman can rest, she has a safe place to live. The old man tells his story. Got so much to give. It didn't take that much time to do what felt right. I sleep better knowing. I wasn't just an innocent bystander. Wasn't such an innocent bystander. Wasn't such an innocent bystander.
Got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next on the queue, Will Rainier from the album Traces. The track, Smoke and Mirrors. You've got it tuned in and treating them ears to Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up first on the queue is Sarah McKenzie. She has a new single out called I Wish You Love. After that, we're going to check into John DePola Quartet. His album, Take Two. The song, Wives and Lovers.
Where our story ends, never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye, let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely want to say, I wish you bluebirds in the spring. Give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy clay. I wish you health, but more than wealth, I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. Snowflakes fall.